Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? So I really want to focus on you prospering. How many of you want to really prosper? Not just here, somebody's prospering there, this is how to make money, this is how to go over there, this is how to get dollars. Hello? You know. So I really want you to come down and see tangible results every week or every month. That's what we're after, right? We're not after just talk. We're after that I will look and let me show you a verse that you should think about. You know, God expects you to prosper every week. That you can't do much more if you are working for somebody monthly, you know. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 16 in KJV, verse 1. It's there, it's locked in there. I want to show it to you. Now, concerning the collection for the saints, as I've given all that to the churches of Galatia, even so do you. Look at next verse. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you labor in where? In store as what? As what? Now, let me tell you why I use the Bible. My friends, other colleagues, they come and talk to you brilliantly with their mouth, but there's no power in their words. There's no power to accomplish what you are hearing from them. The only way God can work with you is through his word. That's why I open the Bible. I can come and dazzle you. I have books. You see, if it's books, I have tons of books and give you all kinds of things, but that won't work. There's no power to accomplish it. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Yeah, there's no power to accomplish it. And it takes you to accomplish it yourself. But when we open the Bible, the word of God, you know, I was in Ibadan Sunday, and I read the particular place where Jesus said, throw your net to the right side, and they got fish. And they were there all night. They didn't catch any fish. So I started asking them, where did the fish come from? Nobody could answer me. Where did the fish come from? They walk all night. They couldn't get that same water. Nobody could answer. So I'm going to ask you today, where did the fish come from? I've asked you before. Where did the fish come from? They're all no fish now. They came to listen to the word of God. No, you come to listen. Fish don't listen to the word of God. So, why don't you capitalize on his word more than just what we're thinking around us? Oh, why don't you, if fish will listen, why don't you just capitalize more on that than all other things? Right? Is that not true? Oh, come on, that's common sense. All right, so let's look at this again, which I read some times ago, chapter 29, verse 9. Write it down. If you are writing, put it in your note in your phone. 29, verse 9. Use it as your front screen on your phone. 29, verse 9. This is what I mean, 29, verse 9. Maybe you should just keep this word somewhere on your Bible. Therefore, keep the words of this covenant and do them that you may prosper in all that you do. I know many of you, when you come to this meeting, you know, there's something that you just feel like, I said, no, I'm prospering. I want to do some shifting today. The shifting is that there are certain things, this doing well is on your side. It's not on the side of the country, of the environment. And he said, therefore, keep the words. He didn't say, have all the details of your business, have all your proposals, have all your vision and mission statement, everything clear. Okay, let me give an example of Prof. When Prof was defending his visitship to the interview, he did some books like this to show his mission and vision. But when he wakes up every day, there must be energy to carry those things out. He must be able to face it and get at it and get at it and get at it and get at it. The book will not be useful so much anymore now. It's written in them down. So what I'm saying today is that he said, therefore keep the words of this covenant and do them that you may prosper. That you may prosper, that you may thrive, that you may flourish in how many things? How many want everything? Marketing, business, doing this and doing that, moving that. And, you know, I just heard some of you, I heard you talking about employees. Where do you get strength to talk and push employees to get a job done? We are in Yoruba land where people don't listen. They don't read. They don't. Where do you get that force from? Huh? Oh, Nilo now. You don't have it. Where do you get to know that this one, transfer this one, terminate this one, put that one over there and push, rebuke this one, encourage this one? Where do you get it from? It's not in us. You know, it's not in us. It's not around us. Around us. We're all nice people. Am I right? That's why if you are CEO, either you're a mad person. Are you hearing me? You have to be a mad person. Or do some juju. You know, like by the way, Alaba Lawson died a couple of days ago. He was 72. He has 72 captaincy titles. And then my friend was telling somebody else, he said, "Bubu, we're not thereby." But this life is not a vanity for us Christians. It's not a vanity. They say, it's not Ilaya Ilason. It's Ilaya training. Praise God. We are going to a better place. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? You know, people talk about death in a very bad way when they say death for Christians is a transition. But if you're not a Christian, it's to gloom and doom. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you that's what I'm trying to talk about. The power to prosper does not just come from yourself. Because something will overwhelm you. Am I right? Like dollar now, we're working down around. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So let's get that. Therefore, keep the words. Let me also give you like this. Look at chapter 8, verse 18. That same book. 8, verse 18. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you what? Now, can I ask you a question? What is power? Who can help me? Okay, give us an NIV. That's Pastor Kennedy's Bible. Thank you. Give us an NIV. Ability to produce wealth, to transfer, to transform, to change, to push. Where does it come from? Huh? In what form do you get it? Okay. How do you get power now? Look at this thing. Look at this fan. It's plugged, right? Tony Kuton Kokon. Why? It's not on. So what I'm saying today is get yourself plugged into power. So what's that power? Huh? I'm asking the question. Practical now. He said it gives you power, ability to get wealth. What's that power? Where do you plug it? Solomon said, where the word of a king is, there is power. Do you get that? Where the word of a king is, there is power. So, let's talk about today, exploring what? Opportunities in this kind of unstable economy. Now, I will not go the way my head would like to go. Explain certain things, talk about all the troubles in Nigeria, and up and down, and then when we finish, say, Uluwana, walo, say, come move out to me. Look here. Actually, you can't do business easily abroad. You can't run a school abroad easily like that. Ah! Before you can open a school abroad, before you can run a business abroad, or you can do some side hustle that nobody will know, like doing you can do that. But some of this, to run business abroad is difficult. But you can go to 9 to 5. You can't open a hospital. It's not easy. You have to just work for somebody. But Africa is the best way to. You can just open something. Even in a parlor, I start school first. Am I right? Those people are competing with you. I mean, you cannot have a shop behind your house. You have to go to council to before you can put a shop in your compound. You have to go to council, apply. All the community must agree with you that you must not. I hope I'm getting what I'm saying. So this is the best place to do business. All right. So I want us to do something today. I want you to get this thoroughly well. It is not what is happening around you. It's who you are. I want to spend some time on that today. It's not what is happening around you. It's who you are. If you have been coming to this church for some time, you notice that I don't determine this church based upon the environment around us. I mean, if you've been coming here, there's something you notice that, like our trademark. No matter what is happening, we are a formidable force against it or for it if it is good. I mean, you come here, when you finish, you feel that's a difference. Am I right? Now, the reason why that is because we don't depend on our environment. You will really suffer as a church member if you come over here, listen, and still think that you will do and thrive well by your environment. You must, it's what you carry into it. For instance, exam does not depend, does not determine how you pass. It's who that how you pass. Are you hearing me now? Come on, can I make some sense? When you go for an interview, the interview is not what makes you or not, it's who you are. Even when the interview is difficult, certain things you can do the other can even make them pick you. Am I making some sense? So it's more about who you are. And somebody can do this, somebody can do that, everyone can do that. It's who you are. So can we upgrade you? Can we make you better? Because when we make you better, your dealings will be better. Your business deals will be better. Your carrying out day-to-day duties will be better. But if who you are, I'm making some sense. Let's go to Genesis 39. Genesis 39. I want to show you about the environment that's unstable. But I'm saying that you should explore opportunities. But don't look too much outward. What do I say? Don't look too much outward. You see, look here. Can I help you? You will never have a stable forever good environment. That you should know by now. If you don't know that, I think you should just go and die. Just go and die. You know what I mean? If you think, Pastor, I'm waiting for that day that things just going to be normal, everything will be all right. Nobody, I don't have to have any issue. Just die now. That's a place where you go to RIP, graveyard. It's rest in peace. You should tell yourself every day, I wake up in the morning, I expect trouble, and I feed on troubles. Whatever come out, I'm going to solve it. Praise God. Are you there? Jesus said, in the world, if you have tribulation, right? It is talking about Boko Haram. Give us that verse, John 16:33, in Amplified Bible. Chapter 39 Genesis. Let's go to John 16:33. Amplified Bible. Can we, is somebody that make it fast for us? I've told you these things. So that what? You may have perfect peace and comfort. In the world, you have what? What do you have? Answer me now. Tribulations and trials and distress and what? You don't like it? Yes, Jesus said in me, but in the world, what are you going to have? You can ask prof. He faced that every day at work. Yesterday we were talking. Somebody just resigned. He just left the place. He didn't finish his staff. He just left. What? Trials, frustration. Did you see? He just walked off. You know? If you're a CEO, you expect everything to work out well. Lord Basel. Because you see, to back Basel, we go all out here. We go all out here. But be of good, what? Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. That's what will make you do well. Madam? Okay. Tell yourself, I must be certain. I must be courageous. I must be undaunted. Tony, you get that? I know the business thing. You never know. Just be, you don't know who will call you for business. You don't know what will happen. But you have to be certain that you're going to do well. Pastor, go easy. If it's easy, I will not be telling you. You know? I suffer more than you do. Say, me, you are selling something. Me, I'm not selling anything. People have to come to church and fail and everything, you know? And I always tell them, you could come to church. And every Sunday. And almost every week I will hear, I'm traveling. You think I should be coming here? I tell them, I travel more or move to the U.S., where everybody's traveling to, right? I can get to Canada. I just pay some money. Instead of my daughter being there, I can pay. I just pay the money regularly. You'll be sending me the money. I'll be there, you know, sending it from here. Huh? I'm certain. Praise God. I refuse to be moved. Is that all right?
Pastor, you have anointing.
Only Jesus. Jesus is more than anointing. Am I right? So tell yourself, I'm courageous. I'm certain. I'm a victor in the midst of all this. Do you know why we are here? You know, and I'm not saying, you see, some of you're confused by, you want to make 10 billions. You know, forget about 10 billions. They don't sit down with 10 billions every day. It's what you do. Let's go to 39 Genesis now. About becoming the force in your environment. You see, listen, I'd rather let you be doing well with 10 than messing up with 1,000. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Jesus gave commendation to the man who handled 2 talents, the same as handled 5 talents. Are you hearing me, somebody here today? Same comment. So don't think that, oh boy, just do your best. But that doing your best comes from inside of you. Don't think you'll be here for a long time now. You know where I'm small. You know where I'm small. I'm still the same person. I just came to see that if you don't have a kind of a mindset and stability, nothing will make you stable in this world. Nothing will make you stable. I'm making some sense this morning. You need to hear this as a business person. I know that there are so many conferences and all kinds of things, but you have to determine that you are going to do well. For I have overcome the world. That world that is so unstable, that's so uncertain, so frustrating, somebody has overcome it. And I have deprived of power to harm you. I've conquered it for you. Clap your hands for Jesus. Good. 39 Genesis now. Let's go. About exploring. So you cannot be an explorer if you don't have this mentality. 39 verse 1. Let's go. I'm taking that so that you can see people that are doing things. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. Joseph Jabba. By force. You know, 400 years ago, they came to Africa and took us by force, slave trade. Now, this time around, and we sell ourselves 10 million, sometimes 10 million, 15 million. We sell ourselves 10 million, 15 million. That's what it costs now. 10, 9 million, you pay your slavery. One of my friends got abroad, they started doing business, started doing work at work, and he was doing there, and the work was so difficult, so tough, but for the first time, he's working to pay for his family. So he called his friends that Nigerians too, and he said, Ilia Rudibayo, we are slavery, let's build ourselves out again. So he's working to promote himself, he's getting to another higher degree now. I agree with him, he passed the exam to go another higher level. Are you hearing me? But what I'm saying is this, whether you sell yourself or they sell you, wherever you find yourself, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was what? A successful man. And he was in the house. Give us in KJV. Something I want you to see there. Quickly. KJV. Yeah. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was what? A prosperous man. I was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Pastor, what is the business? Let's talk about that. What is business? What is business? Interesting. Okay, can I ask a question? How many of us are in business here? Do you know I didn't specify what type of business I'm asking for? I didn't say fishing or interlocking. So, what is business? For instance, now, I know what is school. It may be secondary, post secondary, or primary, but what is school? What is school? Help me now. A place of learning. What is business? Okay. You can't even define what you are doing. Okay, let's leave it out alone meanwhile. If you notice something all of us have in common here, you are doing business of fishing, right? You're doing business of t-shirt, right? Business of school, right? Now, what do we have in common? They call us an entrepreneur. And the meaning of entrepreneur is this. This is the meaning. A person who self-motivates and get things done to make it happen. Do you get what I just said? An entrepreneur is a person who he does not wait for things to happen. The land, the capital, the labor, they wait. Money waits for things to happen, to spend it. Labor waits to be given task. Land is waiting to be exploited. But entrepreneur is the variable, is the force that determines what to do with all this to make things happen. So if you don't see yourself as a determinant, you're not in business. I hope you're getting what I'm saying now. I want you to see that primarily first. Even in the secular world, an entrepreneur is not somebody who just waits for things to happen, like land, like capital, like labor. Look at your workers. You're talking about, you have to say, get this work done, get this work done. They just get to the office in the morning and sit down. Oh, God, don't do anything. There's no classroom. You don't say, sign me. I just put out my phone and start watching some Big Brother, Nigeria. It's the entrepreneur that you look and say, let's move this. So if you start talking about things around you not working, you're already failing the thing as a business person. Let me give you an example of this. There were these two boys who traveled to India from UK. Sorry, from US. They got to India. When they entered India, the first one landed and he saw Indians without shoes. I mean, they were just walking barefooted. He called them and said, Dad, send me the ticket to go back home. This place is terrible. They will seize my shoes. Second one landed. He took his phone and said, Dad, come on, let's open some. We can sell shoes over here. See the difference? See the difference? Yesterday, Prof was there. Somebody was trying to convince me to leave my core business as a church.